Thank you for calling the Bombas Comfort Line. Bombas make socks, slippers, tees, and underwear made with the highest quality materials. Press 1 for comfort, 2 for style, 3 for donation.
You chose style. Bombas is styles for whatever you enjoy. You can run in Bombas, lounge in Bombas, dress them up, dress them down, but always give back in Bombas. Because with every item purchased, another is donated. Bombas, comfort worth calling for. Go to bombas.com/audio and use code AUDIO for 20% off your first purchase. That's BOMBAS.com and use code AUDIO.
Yo, it's Jey Uso from WWE.
And I'm Jimmy Uso.
Chumba Casino and WWE are hyped for the biggest event of the summer, SummerSlam.
I know, I can't wait.
There's nothing better to do while we're waiting
than playing Chumba Casino.
Sign up today and you could win a VIP experience
with Chumba Casino and WWE for SummerSlam.
So what are you waiting for?
Play Chumba Casino and enter for your chance to win.
Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
We the people of the ballpark are all in on baseball. We deserve dingers and dogs, sunshine and a beat, a place to take it all in and let it all out. Baseball for the people. Baseball is something else. Visit MLB.com/tickets and spend this summer with us. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Yabba dabba, and happy hump day, Trump day to you. Good morning and welcome. It is the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. It is 7:07. Your time check brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. Locally, new president of University of Florida, if approved, and it looks like that's going to happen. Santa Ono coming from the University of Michigan. So I guess congratulations will be in order at some point. I don't know if there's going to be like a pizza party. I don't know. Keg party? Is he going to do a keg stand? I mean, does he really want to ingratiate himself to the populace there on the campus or not? It would be my simple question. But I guess it's a good move. Don't know all that much about him. If you get one that's not completely wacky doodle, I guess you should be happy, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, that's how I look at it.
We'll find out.
CBS released a preview of an interview that will air on Sunday morning, in which Tesla CEO Elon Musk said he was disappointed in the Republican so-called Big Beautiful Bill. Musk said, "So, you know, I was like disappointed to see the massive spending bill, frankly, which increases the budget deficit, not decrease it, and it undermines the work the Doge team is doing." Correspondent David Pogue said, "I actually thought that when this big, beautiful bill came along, I mean, like everything he's done at Doge gets wiped out in the first year." Musk said, "I think a bill can be big or it can be beautiful, but I don't know if it can be both, my personal opinion." Well, of course, first of all, CBS wouldn't even bother doing an interview unless they could get something anti-Trumpian out of it. That's the bottom line there. Remember, the BS is part of CBS. We talked about this a little bit yesterday when Scott Pelley, who has been on the air at CBS for quite some time, gave a graduation speech to the young people at Wake Forest. And I mean, he was talking about freedom of speech is dead. It's all going to end, you know, basically saying, you know, like Trump's Hitler. Right. And, you know, this is it. And we're all going to die. You know, I mean, just a really negative, of course, completely inaccurate and obscene and absurd opinions that he was espouting out. And I mentioned this as well. CBS is going through some changes. They've canned a few people. I don't know if they're ever really going to be able to get rid of the culture that they've developed over the decades. I mean, they were so all in on so many different things. Number one, Trump could be an operative of Putin's government. Right. I mean,
yeah.
When you heard that, I was like, man, this isn't even like back page internet garbage clickbait. This from the Alphabet Networks. I'm like, wow, these guys really, they don't, I mean, they do not care about their credibility at all. Yeah, and then What'd they do again? They were all in on Biden.
Yeah.
Is so sharp. He's sharp as a tack. And anybody who says otherwise, I mean, there was, I think it was Joe Scarborough, that idiot. Yeah. He said something like, you know, and I don't care. I don't give a blank. Like, he really.
Mm-hmm. Oh, he was all.
He said something nasty. Yep. He goes, this is the sharpest.
Yeah.
Joe Biden right here. I mean.
That's a scary thought.
The guy's on TV. There's a thing called video.
Yes.
Did he really? I mean, I guess this maybe is a case of not care. Because to me, as soon as I guess there was a general understanding of how bad Biden was, I'd fire the guy. Fire him immediately. And saying, look, you're entitled to your opinion, but your opinion cannot escape the reality of the real world. I mean,
no.
You know, you go up there and go, yeah, I saw Joe Biden, and yeah, he had relations with orange and pink elephants. I mean, you'd be like, yeah. That's so completely, no, sorry, you got to go. It's the same thing by saying he was sharp as a tack. And I mean, he was vehement about it. He was nasty about it. If you don't believe me, you know, go blankety blank. Well, how do these people maintain their jobs? So they don't have credibility. Their bosses don't have credibility. Their bosses' bosses, none of them have credibility. They wonder why all their ratings are in the toilet. They deserve to be. I mean, all those things, they need to start over. The smartest thing they could do from a marketing perspective is literally come on the air and do like a little spot where they like pull the plug apart and say, we're pulling the plug on this entire operation. Mm-hmm. It is soiled. It is diseased. It has been on the wrong side of every issue. And we owe it to the American people, to our viewers. We owe them to clean this up and start to begin to be truth tellers and attempt to hold government accountable, whether it's an R government, a D government, or anything in between. But why won't they do that? I guess they're in the back rooms. I don't know, sipping the Kool-Aid or something.
It's just a mess. I don't even know how you fix it. Even if you got a few people who would like to, it's not going to be enough.
You and I could run the show. We could hire the right people. We could put them on the air.
Sure.
I'm not kidding. Mm-hmm. I know we could. But it's...
No.
I guess that they're at some position... In some, you have to believe that they're run by wacky true lefties, mm-hmm. true blue lefties.
Yeah,
you know, that really are, you know, reading Karl Marx. You know, not because they think he's one of the Marx brothers, but because they really believe in his philosophies.
Yeah.
All right. So Elon Musk is a little disappointed with the BBB. Trump's BBB bill defunds Medicaid-covered transgender surgery. Well, yeah, I mean, gender transition treatments would no longer be covered, including puberty blockers, hormone therapy, and surgeries.
Good.
A 2023 study by gynecologists from Columbia University, University of Southern California, revealed that a staggering 25% of so-called gender-affirming surgeries in the U.S. are covered by Medicaid.
Wow.
When these services are being used for that, then they don't have money to take care of the people that are truly in need. It's the same exact thing when they found out how many illegal immigrants were getting Medicaid dollars, which, by the way, is illegal. It's against all the written rules for Medicaid. You can't be a non-citizen or at least not have any legal... You can't just get on Medicaid or at least... From a law perspective, yeah. But yet, they do it anyway. Good news, consumer confidence improves for the first time since November. And, people are catching on. They're catching some optimism. Now, look, we're being told, once again, you know, the mainstream media, the terrible tariffs, they're going to hurt us. Trump's going to bring down the economy and all that. I think once people realized, hey, it is a work in progress, there's going to be volatility in the market. It will have its ups and downs, but the foundation is stronger and growing stronger, much stronger. I think more and more people are realizing that, and that's why the consumer confidence numbers are back on the rise again. The market also yesterday, pretty good day, I do believe. I didn't see the final numbers, but I know it was like 600 points-ish. I don't always catch it right at the close, but unless it really tanked right after I looked at it. Looking good. And coming up next, what's bugging you? A chance for you to call in, air it out, whatever it is. Doesn't have to be big and political. It could be anything. What's bugging you is brought to you by Florida Pest Control. The only bugs they can't control are litter bugs. Call now, 877-975-9825. What's Bugging You is next on 97.3 The Sky.
Thank you for calling the Bombas Comfort Line. Bombas make socks, slippers, tees, and underwear made with the highest quality materials. Press 1 for comfort, 2 for style, 3 for donation.
You chose style. Bombas is styles for whatever you enjoy. You can run in Bombas, lounge in Bombas, dress them up, dress them down, but always give back in Bombas. Because with every item purchased, another is donated. Bombas, comfort worth calling for. Go to bombas.com/audio and use code AUDIO for 20% off your first purchase. That's BOMBAS.com and use code AUDIO.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing.
And Bubba Wallace.
You know what's the worst part of a race? A rain delay.
Sitting around, waiting for the track to dry, is dull.
But instead of waiting, we hang out with Chumba Casino.
Social casino slots, bingo, solitaire, plenty of fun to keep us entertained.
So why let a rain delay slow you down? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
We the people of the ballpark are all in on baseball. We deserve dingers and dogs, sunshine and a beat, a place to take it all in and let it all out. Baseball for the people. Baseball is something else. Visit MLB.com/tickets and spend this summer with us. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
This is the sound of captivity. This is the sound of rescue. And this is the sound of freedom. Give Armenia's captive bears a second chance by supporting International Animal Rescue. Call 508-826-1083 or search The Great Bear Rescue to learn more.
Another day in paradise, my friends. Think positive and pump it up. It is 7:21. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. And here's an opportunity for you to blow it out, air it out, get it off your chest, whatever's bugging you. Call in right now, 877-975-9825. What's Bugging You is brought to you by Florida Pest Control. The only bugs they can't control are litter bugs, and you don't want to be one of those. All right, so call in now, and let's go to John. Good morning. What's bugging you?
Yeah, this bear hunt, so cruel and unnecessary. Shooting bear moms, leaving the cubs to starve in the woods. I mean, really, it's just disgusting. You know, there were 69 national parks in America to trap and relocate the bears to. Has Ocala really become such a vile, disgusting place that's run by these creeps that actually, necessitate this hunt, that okay it? What the hell is going on?
Well, I think it's called management, like you would of any kind of herd, and sometimes you have to cull the herd. But you can talk to many, universities and stuff that follow this kind of thing. I know they did big studies at University of Michigan, and yeah, it actually makes, you know, the herd, if you will, stronger and better, able to survive. So, yeah, I don't know. I'm not an expert, but I'll play one on the radio for now. Good morning, Carrie. What's bugging you?
Hi, good morning. My neighbors still have their Christmas lights on until 11 o'clock at night. That bugs me.
Yeah, I mean, to not want to take them down, not a terrible thing, but to actually continue to light them every night and then until 11 p.m.?
That's a little much. Now, I did have a neighbor in St. Louis that kept a tree up, a split-level house, and you could see the lower window. Their tree was up all year, and you'd hear Christmas music in August. But
really?
But outside lights?
Yeah.
That's a bit much.
Well, I mean, sometimes you decorate the porch with them or whatever, but...
Sure.
But 11 o'clock every night?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
But hey, if some people love Christmas...
Mm-hmm.
877-975-9825. Call in now. Good morning, Tom. What's bugging you?
Hey, so a friend of mine he's part of a hunting club, whatever. It's north of Lake City, and I don't know how many acres. It's a ton of acres, and he's got deer cameras on there, and they are just covered with bears, and everybody walks around with a 40 caliber or larger pistol because they're afraid they're going to get attacked by bears, and the bears destroy everything up there. So there's definitely an overpopulation of bears in Florida. They've been protected and they've come back, which is fantastic. But, you know, bears are really cute, but they're not cuddly, they're not warm, and they're very dangerous. And if you're out there deer hunting and you get mauled by a bear, you know, I hope the bear loses, not the person hunting. Thank you, guys.
Yeah.
Yes.
Again, it's wildlife management. Management being right. the key phrase in there, although it still makes a lot of people uncomfortable. And good morning, Pam. What's bugging you?
Good morning. Well, I mean, everybody's wanting to manage the bears. Nobody is getting up in arms when they're doing the boa constrictor python hunt or the alligator hunt. But anyway, no, what's bugging me is Wahoo Grill is closing. I mean, it was a really nice little seafood place that you didn't have to go to the two other seafood restaurants in Gainesville that were so overcrowded and so overpriced. And it was a very nice place, but they said that they just didn't have enough customers. That's very sad.
Yeah. Well, you gotta market it, and yeah, it's a challenge. Just being in business in Alachua County sometimes for various reasons. All right. 877-975-9825. Good morning, Joe. What's bugging you?
What's bugging me is they're not going to allow enough bears to be hunted in the right places. My neighborhood has at least 4 adult bears that roam the streets, knocking over trash cans. And they've relocated them to one of these state parks, and they come back because they do have legs and can walk.
Yes.
So they come back. They relocate them 50 miles away, and they come back. They've tracked them. They don't stay in the park because the easy food is where they learn in the trash can.
Mm-hmm.
And when you walk your kids to the bus up at 6:30, that's when the bears are active.
That's not a good combination.
Doesn't seem wise, no. Small children, hungry bears.
Real quick, back to the python thing. People don't get bent out of shape about that because they're not indigenous to the U.S. They're invaders, and they're dangerous to all the other wildlife, and they're eating and killing all the deer and everything else.
And you don't grow up usually with a stuffed snake, you know, feeling all warm and cuzzy like you do a teddy bear.
Well, I don't know. Stuffed snake's kind of cool. You don't like stuffed snakes?
No, I'm saying, but kids don't grow up with affection for snakes the way we do teddy bears.
Oh, for affection, yeah.
Yes.
Right.
Now, they will both eat you. That's the commonality, though. Yes.
Good morning, Mark. What's bugging you?
Good morning, Bob and Greg. At least the Second Amendment gives us the right to arm bears. But what's bugging me is this is related to the soon-to-be-extinct one-cent penny. What's going to happen to those little crank machines that you see in the touristy areas where you crank the thing and it flattens out the penny into a kind of a thing? Those machines are going to be extinct soon, too, and I don't think they'll accept nickels in those machines. So that's kind of a concern.
I wouldn't be overly concerned. I mean, you know, the world is evolving and some things become obsolete. Do you miss the dial phone?
No.
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 There you go. It's going to be okay. It's all going to be all right. When I say these things, I'm actually saying them to Greg.
Yes.
728 on the Bob Rose Show. Thanks for your participation. What's Bugging You? Brought to you by Florida Pest Control. And coming up at 8:05, Congresswoman Kat Kamick on the Bob Rose Show, along with Greg Cassidy, right here, 97.3 The Sky.
Thank you for calling the Bombas Comfort Line. Bombas make socks, slippers, tees, and underwear made with the highest quality materials. Press 1 for comfort, 2 for style, 3 for donation.
You chose style. Bombas is styles for whatever you enjoy. You can run in Bombas, lounge in Bombas, dress them up, dress them down, but always give back in Bombas. Because with every item purchased, another is donated. Bombas, comfort worth calling for. Go to bombas.com/audio and use code AUDIO for 20% off your first purchase. That's BOMBAS.com and use code AUDIO.
Yo, it's Jay Uso from WWE.
And I'm Jimmy Uso.
Chumba Casino and WWE are hyped for the biggest event of the summer, SummerSlam.
I know, I can't wait.
There's nothing better to do while we're waiting
than playing Chumba Casino.
Sign up today and you could win a VIP experience
with Chumba Casino and WWE for SummerSlam.
So what are you waiting for?
Play Chumba Casino
and enter for your chance to win.
Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
From high school baseball to the men's NCAA College World Series to MLB and all the way to the National Baseball Hall of Fame. How will you make your mark in MLB The Show 26? Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and Nintendo Switch. Rated E for everyone. Officially licensed by MLB Players, Inc.
This is the sound of captivity. This is the sound of rescue. And this is the sound of freedom. Give Armenia's captive bears a second chance by supporting International Animal Rescue. Call 508-826-1083 or search The Great Bear Rescue to learn more.
What's up, little psychos? I'm Investigator Slater, host of the Psychopedia podcast. Psychopedia is a true crime podcast delivering raw, real, and absolutely gripping episodes every single week. I dig deep to uncover fascinating details of heinous true crime cases while exploring criminology and psychology theories. I take you into the absolute darkest corners of the human psyche, my favorite territory, and present cases like you've never heard them before. Follow and listen to Psychopedia everywhere you get your podcasts.
Happy Hump Day, Trump Day. Good morning and welcome. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. It is 7:34, your time check, brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. Coming up at 8:05, Congresswoman Kat Kamick. If for whatever reason you miss it, you can always pick it up on the podcast. Download the podcast for the Bob Rose Show wherever you would normally get your podcast. Click on subscribe, and you will never miss a minute of the show. Interesting piece from the New York Times. They published an expose. This was last week. And it's interesting because it calls for the outlawing of pornography. Outlaw pornography now. And I believe it was Eric Erickson, one of our weekend hosts, that also picked up on this as well. The New York Times published an expose that in any morally serious culture would have been met with a wave of bipartisan outrage and urgent congressional action. Instead, it was largely met with a blasé silence. The article, which detailed how Pornhub's own internal documents reveal years of knowingly hosting and profiting from videos of children suffering non-consensual acts, that's not a revelation. It's confirmation of the evil at work here. We now have irrefutable evidence of what has long been plain to any honest observer. The commercial pornography industry is predatory, lawless, and deeply dependent on abuse. And yet it continues to operate in broad daylight, shielded by an outdated moral indifference and a confused understanding of free speech. As a Southern Baptist and evangelical Christian, this was Eric Erickson writing, I hold convictions shaped by Scripture, which teaches the inherent dignity of every human being and the God-given ordained purpose of sexuality. Accordingly, pornography's very existence degrades human dignity and distorts God's good design for sexuality. Well, we got kind of off of that path a long time ago, but it doesn't mean he didn't make some great points. Even those who don't share our convictions, however, should consider what the facts now demand. And this is really, I think, part of what makes the difference. He says, pornography isn't merely immoral, it's exploitive. It's violent. It's corrosive to relationships, harmful to children, and toxic to a culture that claims to value consent, freedom, and human dignity. It degrades the soul. How much longer will we stand idly by as the industry preys on us? The unbelievable impact and effect it has on marriages, families, and the next generation is staggering. Yeah, do we even know what the extent is in terms of younger and younger people being exposed to this and then growing up and maybe getting married, maybe not, but in their adult lives, what happened when they were children, what they were exposed to? There's no reason to think they wouldn't be impacted to some degree or another. If nothing else, we must act on behalf of our children. In an age of smartphones and social media, it isn't a question of a child will encounter pornography, but a question of when and how often. No child is prepared to process what he or she will see when first exposed to such content at the average age of 11. Pornographers know this, and they bank on it, aiming to make their material as addictive as possible. Predators know this too, and they use pornographic material as both bait and blueprint as they groom their victims. The platforms that host this dehumanizing content often lack meaningful age verification, protections, or effective moderation, making them ideal hunting grounds for those seeking to abuse children in the most egregious way possible. This isn't a side issue. It's a moral emergency. Some will respond, as they always do, with appeals to free speech. But our First Amendment was never meant freedom to traffic in human misery. Moreover, no constitutional right is without some limitation, especially when it endangers lives. We restrict defamation, incitement, obscenity, and child pornography, all inherently harmful forms of speech. Commercial pornography also belongs in that category. Our freedoms require moral boundaries. The question isn't whether we can restrict pornography. The question is whether we have the courage to do so, though we may begin with urgent reforms to protect children and prosecute abuse. These are steps toward a larger aim, the complete dismantling of the pornography industry. And, you know, Eric Erickson goes on to say, enact robust age verification laws for all pornographic platforms, which, by the way, the governor has done. Why it hasn't received much attention, I don't know, but right. He has done that.
Mm-hmm.
Rendering illegal the hosting or monetization of non-consensual, trafficked, or abusive material. Again, I thought that already was the case. Removing legal protections for companies that knowingly profit from exploitation. Classifying commercial pornography as a threat to public health. Yeah, okay, let's say you were able to do that, and that's not a bad idea, but what would you get? The Surgeon General has said, you know what I mean? And I'm not trying to make light of any of this. I'm just saying, I think it's a lot more difficult to address.
Well, and do you want to go down that road? I mean, we do with some things. I get that. And I know it's a totally different bunny trail here, but there are people that have tried to do that with the whole gun rights thing. Instead of it being a constitutional thing, if we make it a health crisis and put it under these categories, and again, I'm not defending pornography at all, but it's like anything, it will go underground. It will be accessible somewhere. You can't get rid of it.
So probably more akin to prohibition on alcohol that the nation enacted. And, you know, if you look back in history, you're like, wow, I mean, how were they able to do that? How were they able to pull that off? But what happened was, yeah, it was never really completely successful. And then people made, you know, bathtub gin and went blind. And then you had gangsters running the show, because anywhere where money can be made, that's where you're going to find unscrupulous people. They're going to try to deliver and make money off of product. Look, they do it every day with cocaine, meth, marijuana, fentanyl, right? Every day. So where there's a market and where there is money to be made, you're going to find providers. Now, Eric Erickson went on to say, let me be clear. These incremental steps are necessary because the political will to abolish pornography outright likely doesn't yet exist. For instance, just this month, Utah Senator Mike Lee introduced a measure that would redefine obscenity, paving the way for a nationwide prohibition on pornography. It's not the first time Lee's initiated this. He attempted to in both 2022 and 2024, but has yet to gain traction in the Senate. Any legal structure that normalizes pornography is ultimately incompatible with human flourishing. But every step toward being rid of it, society, it's a move in the right direction, but there's no First Amendment defense for rape. There's no civil liberty that justifies monetized abuse. There's no technological innovation that makes human degradation acceptable. We're long past the point of where this issue can be dismissed as a moral panic. This isn't about nostalgia for a bygone era or imposing religious rules on secular society. This is about whether we'll defend the vulnerable, preserve the dignity of the human person, and build a culture worthy of our children. We cannot claim to care about women while tolerating an industry that degrades them. We cannot say we value children while giving predators free rein. We cannot speak of freedom while sanctioning enslavement. So it is very, it's a very interesting thing. I mean, mm-hmm. Those of us, you know, grew up with Playboy magazine, and you're a little kid, and somebody would find one of their dads.
Yep.
And first thing he would do is sneak it out of the house and bring it to his buddies. And yes, we would all look at it. And whether that really had an impact, a long-lasting impact, I don't know. It's hard to tell. But this I do know. The pictures that we saw then as kids mm-hmm. are, shall we say, very PG-13 or less.
But it's like anything. It has to progress to get the thrill, which is why we are where we are today, because everything's had to... It's downward, but it's forward in that sense.
It's not an easy one.
No. No, it's not.
But I'm sure that, well, there's so many people that have had issues from watching it, mm-hmm. the addiction and all that.
Sure.
But then, as Eric Erickson and even the New York Times point out, the biggest victim are the people that are participating in it, mm-hmm. in the making of these films. And, you know, how many times are they actually giving their permission, or are they drug addicted, desperate, or some other, or forced into it? I think we can do better. Exactly yeah. how to get to that spot, that I'm not sure.
But
he lays out a few ideas. 7:45 on the Bob Rose Show. Congresswoman Kat Kamick coming up at 8:05 right here on 97.3 The Sky. Welcome to the United States of the Easily Offended. It is the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. It is 7:51, 9 minutes until 8 o'clock. Coming up at 8:05, we're going to talk to Congresswoman Kat Kamick, see what's going on in D.C. What about that big, beautiful bill? Although she's not a member of the Senate, she did her job, but we'll find out where the process is, though, and she's very good about letting us know that. Oh, the United States is easily offended. I just can't imagine. A transgender TikToker says he, now I'm not using, I'm only reading this, he no longer feels safe at Disney World after a restaurant server misgendered him by calling him sir. Well, okay, I'm confused.
But he is a sir. We've seen the picture.
Well, seeing the picture doesn't make you think it's necessarily a sir. It's somebody who may be a sir, but probably doesn't want to be seen
sir.
As a sir, because
true.
They're not thinking of themselves nor dressing as a sir.
True.
It makes me want to immediately, like, leave because I no longer feel, like, safe here. That's according to trans TikToker Lily Contino. She said in a video posted on social media. In the video, a server can be heard explaining where the food from a bread tower comes from. And when the man who apparently identifies as female says, coconut bread from Thailand? To which the server replies, yes, sir. Is that really something to be offended by?
If it's your goal.
Yeah, if it's your goal. Mm. Contino then immediately corrects the server, saying, ma'am. I don't know if she did it in that southern vernacular. Ma'am, where it's like two syllables. Ma'am.
But probably
instead of just ma'am.
Still has a guy's voice.
Mm.
So there's that.
You mean to call me ma'am?
Because you see, again, the key here was this is a TikTok influencer. Oh. They want the controversy. They want us talking about them. They want the world to know that they're upset. Because you see so many of these where that's the goal is to be offended because someone misgendered me.
And it doesn't appear that the server is trying to be malicious or ignorant or ugly.
No.
The wait person responded quickly, oh, I'm sorry about that. The TikToker, it like totally sucks to the joy, sucks. Well, they're misprint, I guess. It totally sucks. It takes the joy out of this bread tower, whatever that is. It makes me want to immediately leave. In the video, a server can be heard explaining, like I said, where it comes from.
Mm-hmm.
Contino then continues his rant into the camera saying, I like, oh, my guard now has to be up. I'm not going to enjoy this bread as much because my guard is up. We should be able to go to places and not have to worry before turning to the server and declaring, I don't think I really want this bread tower, actually. I think I'd rather have the check if that's okay. So you're right. This is clearly just mm-hmm. doing it for attention.
Bait, yeah.
Mm-hmm. And isn't that getting old, I think, to most people?
Yes.
Look, here's my deal. Don't be mean to anybody. Don't be malicious. Don't be nasty.
Mm-hmm.
If you make an error in how you address that person, if they correct you, you just apologize. And that's it.
Right.
And if it's taken any further than that, that's on them. That's on them and their issues.
But the whole feeling safe. Just because someone said a word not to your liking doesn't mean you're in danger.
Yeah, and if you don't want to be called sir, maybe deal with that 5 o'clock shadow.
No.
Know what I'm saying?
Yeah, the bow on the head does not override the 5 o'clock shadow or the Adam's apple. Just saying.
Look, this is the whole thing. It's like, okay, that person is different. Should you be maligned or treated poorly because you're different? Of course not. But how self-centered and weird are you that you expect everyone to totally adapt to your internal view of who you think you are?
Right.
You know?
And is it even really, for most of these cases, who you think you are or what you choose to do because it's your decision. It's a lifestyle you've chosen. It's a group of people that you have chosen. It, for whatever reason, you get something from that that makes you feel good or better. I think that's most of it.
Yeah, but at the expense of constantly correcting others, it's like...
No.
And you know what? It won't be long anyway. There won't be much human interaction. There'll be a kiosk there, and it doesn't really care whether you're ma'am or sir. Mm-hmm. It just cares whether or not you have the mark of the beast carved into your hand so you can be identified and pay for your food.
Now I feel better.
The number of the beast. The beast doesn't care whether you think you're a boy or a girl. We're going to eat your soul.
Moving on to happier thoughts now on the Bob Rose Show.
Yes.
Hopefully Kat didn't hear that. Or maybe she didn't. She's chuckling. Congresswoman Kat Kamick, she's going to be along with us here in just a couple of minutes. Don't go anywhere. You're listening to 97.3 The Sky.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of online social games like blackjack, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. T&Cs apply.
Introducing the all-new MLB Plus, your ticket to streaming baseball's best.
Let's go!
Enjoy MLB Network 24/7 with live out-of-market games and award-winning shows. Enhanced game nights with MLB Big Inning, live and commercial-free. And hear live home and away radio broadcasts of every game, blackout-free. Even stream minor league games all season. It's all here and it's all new. Get MLB Plus for just $59.99 a year. Visit MLB.com/MLBPlus.
This is the sound of captivity. This is the sound of rescue. And this is the sound of freedom. Give Armenia's captive bears a second chance by supporting International Animal Rescue. Call 508-826-1083 or search The Great Bear Rescue to learn more.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.